A family brought their young son into a museum where he reached through the velvet ropes to an ancient relic. It was like an old pot, is basically what it looked like. Over 3,500 years old, and he smashed it.
A four-year-old boy accidentally smashed a Bronze Age jar during a visit to a museum in Israel last week. The museum said the ancient jar dates back to between 2200 and 1500 BC, making it at least 3,500 years old. The boy's father told the BBC that his son slightly pushed the jar out of curiosity to see what was inside. The museum said the jar will be restored and returned to its place in the museum.
So,
gosh,
horrible,
I would
right?
have a heart attack if my kid did that.
Oh, I would die a thousand deaths.
My first
thought is, why do they have that jar that's 35 years, not protected so you cannot touch it?
It was roped off.
But still.
So he was, I guess he got underneath it.
3,500 years, it can collapse easy.
Yes, apparently. But here is the mother's reaction to it.
I told Ariel, come here. The next thing I know, it's a big boom-boom. Of course, it's my fault. I should have given him a hand.
A big boom-boom.
But it was just a destruction of a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a big boom-boom.
Hey,
boom-boom.
A big boom-boom.
Hey, it happened.
Boom-boom.
A big boom-boom.
And she's almost laughing.
She is laughing. Yeah. Oh, no, almost. Yeah. Listen, she laughs.
I told Ariel, come here. The next thing I know, it's a big boom-boom.
A big boom-boom.
But it was just a destruction of a second.
Yeah,
so
we
assuming that they didn't get a bill for it, did they?
Does that sound like it?
No, and the museum actually invited them back to say, like, it's okay.
And then they gotta have that in a protective case. I'm sorry.
Got to.
They have to. And anything like that.
But you sorry, Jason.
No,
I'm sorry.
I could just picture myself doing something like that.
Well, PETA and other people have gone into these incredible museums, and there'll be like a Monet, or there'll be, you know, a Da Vinci or whatever, and they'll throw paint on it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or what was the most recent was spaghetti sauce.
Right.
It was like pasta sauce they threw all
over.
Yeah,
I don't like that. If that's what they're doing to get attention, I will do the complete opposite.
But you know what I'm saying? Those paintings, you can't really
fix that. Or, I don't think that. I think if you're doing that stuff, there should be consequences to your program too.
Right.
You're not going to get me to be on your side with that, however your agenda is, if that's the kind of thing you're doing.
And I think with art like that, people kind of want to see it. They're not allowed to touch it.
Right.
And it's usually roped off. But if it's behind glass, you can't really see it as well. It might be shot. I don't know.
Well, you have ropes that are really far away from it. And then in that case, you still can't see it.
Well, that one time Nicolas Cage stole the Declaration of Independence. Where's the security?
Remember that?
Where's the security?
All they did was increase the temperature of the Declaration by 1 degree.
That's it.
He wasn't invited back.
Wow. No, they said you cannot come back.
I thought it was nice of the museum, but you know that they were angry.
Right.
You know were.
They have a good PR person. Like, we'll fix it. Don't worry.
Imagine
come back.
Being the museum employee that now has to piece it back together.
Oh
gosh.
Like, hey, Mikey. Sit down.
Get your super glue.
We heard you like puzzles. Let's put this one together.
This is very important. It's kind of like Squid Games when they had to do the thing where they had to like cut out the cookies.
Oh yeah.
And they messed up, they got killed.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
Just think of the time and the patience you would have. I couldn't do it.
No.
No.
We're not cut out for museum or restoring artifacts.
I'm not cut out for patience.
The patience.
Right.
It would be the patience
all.
Of like a whole day's work, and then you show somebody, they're like, I don't notice a difference yet.
Yeah.
But okay.
Screw you, man.
I still see the cracks, but okay.
This is
I
like
trust.
It's so hard.